Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
I have arrived, and the spotlight is on me, honey.
That's right. Now, it's no secret who that is. We all know who that is. You hear the name and you hear, most importantly, what they're saying, and you know immediately that it is none other than Hot 97 DJ Funkmaster Flex.
Oh, my God.
Post-body sculpting surgery. So, I just thought it would be appropriate if we pay homage to a legend, because that's who he is. And as you can be seen by watching, as can be seen, I should say, by watching his recent Instagram posts, getting a body sculpting procedure. I mean, literally getting the life sucked out of him right there on top of that table. His arm all thrown up on top of his shoulder and over his head, over the river and through the damn woods. Back all out, sides all out, smushed, sucked, and plucked. And, you know, he had to do what he had to do. Now, that ain't nothing against that. You know, people get whatever services they deem necessary for themselves. Mm-hmm. So if he wanted to get his body sculpted and get his body done and get his shape, you know, that's what he wanted to do. And so, as he said in that clip that we just played, I have arrived and the spotlight is on me, honey. And don't forget the honey. So hashtag this week is the spotlight is on me, honey.
Oh, my word.
An ode to confidence by way of Funkmaster Flex. Okay.
Was there a reason why that happened, or it just happened?
Why it was posted?
Yes, I just need to know.
The world will never know.
But okay. You know what they will know? That Funkmaster Flex has arrived and the spotlight is on him, honey. Once he does that Coke bottle Jessica Rabbit reveal to his new frame. Okay,
but
once
you
he come
what?
Out looking like Bernice.
I gotta give it to him. The fact that he really didn't care. Like, the people were cracking jokes. I don't know if you went back to his IG, but his following post was a picture of someone superimposed his head on one of the IG baddies' bodies. He was like, let's get it.
Funkmaster, they said he's gonna be the Jet Beauty of the Week. He bringing Jet Magazine back. Funkmaster Flex gonna be the Jet Beauty of the Week. A centerfold!
Remember the comment where the person was like, Flex, you getting your ass done?
Yeah. Damn. And then Gilbert Arenas gonna say, he ain't have to do you like that. They moving you around like you dead. He looked like a cadaver laying up on it.
And he said he wasn't under anesthesia.
He had to be. He was under something.
He said, was under something. I was wide awake and didn't feel a thing. Why'd I just sound like Keke Palmer right there? Didn't feel a thing.
Didn't feel a thing. You know why? Because you're sorry to that man. That's why you sounded like Keke Palmer. Because we are sorry to that man, Funkmaster Flex, okay?
Ooh. Ooh.
And so,
I dig it.
You know,
I dig
y'all
it,
coming
Flex.
In strong.
Living your truth, you know?
That's right, America's Next Top Model. So, you know. You know, with that being said, I'd like to welcome all to the friend zone.
Wait. How do you think he's going to reveal the new look?
Get me out of here.
I don't know. He'll probably go to Tulum or something and
yes.
do like a shoot. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Do a shoot in Tulum. I see that. Definitely.
On a yacht.
Maybe some Angel Brinks couture.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Please.
I don't know.
Carisha, please.
Welcome to the friend zone. Your weekly look into all things except
I was just
us up
my
on the
business.
Table.
Charge of my chair.
Was too.
Isaac Mizrahi, or what's that other? What's the other? Michael Costello, something
no,
like
no,
I don't know.
Zach Posen, the one that did Zach, the Delta uniforms.
Yeah, the Delta uniforms. Maybe that's how it. Maybe there's a career pivot coming here. I don't know. But you know, he is America's Next Top Model.
Fantastic year, man. I tell
Please.
You that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
memorable.
2020.
Speaking
wait
of,
till, wait till they do Dancing with the Stars. Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who in the hell wants to be up on the table getting lipo on Instagram blasting Wu-Tang? I know I don't, and I know y'all don't. Friend, how you doing?
I'm good. I saw XD tweet, Flex getting a BBL? It's like, stop it, y'all.
Whole body, full body makeover, man.
Why are we like this?
The way they had him threw up on it, it looked just like when you go to the butcher. You know how they just throw the slab of meat up on there and just
stop it.
Said this motherfucker laying up here like a goddamn a
like
pig,
a bad
bro.
Knee.
He looked like that pig at the luau with an apple in his mouth and shit. That's what he looked like up there on that table, thrown up there like that with his arm. Did
but
you see how his arm was up
real,
over his head?
Because you know how many men out here have done the same and would never ever tell.
This ain't no male female issue for me. Yeah. He just looks
stupid.
It's just
stupid. A why are we seeing it?
You just
I don't
stupid,
ever
want to
see their surgeries like on anybody.
I feel you. I'm convinced though, because you know how sometimes they'll give you the procedure free of charge if you agree to post it, because it's free
so
marketing
you think he
for
was
that
being
doctor.
Cheap.
I think he was just, you know,
it was a trade of services.
Yeah. Because think of how many people made appointments after seeing
didn't
that.
Didn't nobody make an appointment after seeing that, friend? Didn't nobody click a link? Wasn't no links clicked? Wasn't no fields entered? Was none of that done after seeing that? You know that, friend. Okay? We didn't even get a before and after. You know what we got? A during. That's what we got.
Yo ass said that shit like Chrisette in the damn White House. She didn't take no meetings.
She didn't take no. She didn't. She ain't took no meetings. She ain't
said,
been in
no
the cabinet.
Links clicked.
Wasn't none of that. Ain't nobody been pardoned.
He said no fields.
Because no fields in it. None of that. Wasn't no paperwork pushed or no insurance bill. Nothing has happened after that.
No copays used. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh God. Oh.
Lord Jesus. Funkmaster Flex dropping bombs. All right.
What
it ain't gonna
world.
Be the bomb no more. It's gonna be a.
Oh my God!
Could you have pictured when we were younger listening to Funk Massive Flex?
Mm-mm.
That this would be happening in 2020.
I never thought I would see him like that. I just never thought I would see him like that. All up under his arms and shit, the sides of his belly, all his back and lower back, everything was just out. Parts of Funk Master Flex, I never thought I would see.
You know,
you know
what was
person,
the best
DJ,
though?
You see him from the front. Mm-hmm.
He said that he wanted to get rid of the stubborn parts, right? So somebody
is that what they call
somebody
it?
Somebody in the comments said, "Did you try the gym?" He said, "No." I even call them stubborn.
He tried the gym, all right, Dr. J-I-M. whatever his last name is.
I feel
is.
Like when they do the consultations, though, I feel like the doctors say this is an invasive procedure, and mm-hmm. that's why I don't want to see it. Like, I feel like it's invasive for y'all to show. Like, it's one thing when someone gets
rough.
It.
I remember when I was younger, I wanted to get my breast done, and I was a teenager. I was like trying to look up the procedures, and I was like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
You see how rough they are? Those doctors are so rough.
Yeah, they was. You know what it looked like? They was the way they was moving that thing through up and down his back or whatever. It looked just like when you go, you know, when you have a vehicle and you go to the car wash and you take the mats out the front seat and you take that vacuum and you be going up and down with the vacuum of the car mat, getting that shit all out from beneath the mats. That's what it looked like. That's how they was doing him. Like
I always
goddamn
wonder
car mat.
Why they're so rough, though. I don't know if it's like because they're on a schedule and they gotta like, you know. Get it in, get it out.
Funkmaster Flex, he probably was right because he's stubborn. So his flesh was probably even more stubborn. And they probably had to be so aggressive and just manhandle him that way to get all that out of there.
Stop it.
Smooth him out. He's got to get massages next.
Right, and he has to wear the faja.
The what?
The faja that you got to put on that keeps
that's
it
prima
off.
Donna's product?
I mean, she got it too, but that's what he got to wear.
No, her product, that's the product? The faja, so that's
she
the new name for
that.
The body magic.
Yep, that's okay. What it's called. That's the actual name of the product. It's the faja.
Listen,
can I just
we
go
laugh.
Back to Fran talking about being Keke Palmer, like just really fast? Mm-hmm. there's
I'm
so
sorry
many things
to that
happening.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to that flex.
There's
real.
Just so many things at play here.
And you know what? It's only December 1st.
That's it. You would have thought it was April 1st, April Fool's Day, the way he looked laying up on that table like that. But you know.
Only December 1st and already December 1st. Like, damn.
Are we surgery shaming, guys?
No. We're Funkmaster Flex shaming.
Stop it.
Because ain't nothing wrong with surgery. You got to get, there's nothing wrong with getting a nip and tuck, or in this case, a suck.
I've always lived for and loved a good little pop out. Like, you just see someone and randomly you see someone and they're different and everybody's like up in arms about it. Like, I've always loved that. Me personally, I'm just don't like operating to, you know, hospital smell, that hospital smell. No, I'm just playing. I just don't like like the thought of knives and cut open in any of that any damn way. So I don't want to do
or
it.
But dirt devil.
So I think that's why I'm triggered when I see
that
the
was
people
a dirt devil
getting their fat like torched off and sucked up and then the stitches and then and they be like hunched over and all that. Like, I'm seeing all that just makes me uncomfortable. But when they got the before and after, cool. But for him to get on live and make it seem like a party and the doctors was passing Duce or some shit.
Oh
like,
my God, they were playing Wu-Tang.
Like, I just couldn't
it
take that. Like,
it looked like somebody had held him by the ankles and like no. swung up in the air and then slammed him down like on his stomach on that damn on that board on that whatever that table he
very,
was that
very
he was
Looney
on.
Tunes very
yeah
Looney
it looked
Tunes.
Like they was like boom and they just like slammed him on the damn up on the table and threw his arm up over I just wondered if he I just don't believe he wasn't under any type of anesthetic. Like, he had
I didn't
to have
know
some
you
sort
could
of anesthesia.
Not be. I didn't know that was
some
an
sort
option.
Of anesthesia. Because the way they was moving that, whoever that was doing that shoulder workout and arm workout on his ass, the way they was moving and grooving with that suction tube. Did you see that? I said, whose arms? Who is this? It was a lot, but you know.
But let's be Shout thankful that he got through it. He was showing the little bottles of fat, which was very overwhelming. But that's my fault for clicking play on his story.
Long as he happy. Long as
you
he
know,
happy. I just thought his egg.
I
put it like this. He was laying up on that table like his ankles was tied together with rope.
Can you just please.
Did you see that?
Just let me breathe. I just
so this
week. Did you see that?
Fact is
boom! And just slammed him on that damn table. Grab the ankles, like have him laying on the floor on his stomach, right?
No,
grab his ankles, stop. Swing up in the air, and then just, boom! Slam him right back on that table.
I
that's
really
what it looked like.
I really wish y'all could see the body like motions that Dustin.
That's how. That's
Mind
probably
you.
Why they didn't have to use no anesthesia. They knocked his ass out when they slammed him on that table like that before they started operating on him.
Mind you, he's slamming down like the before flex every time, so it just like I just can't take this.
Boom! You know what I'm saying? Like that's how it looked like they put him up there.
Oh, so wait, before I shout out the Black Business of the Week, our merch shop is actually still open. Did you guys peep
that? Hey, shopfriendzone.com, baby.
Shop Friendzone. We added an extra product for Cyber Monday, these really cute Friendzone lighters. We saw that you guys were super excited about the keychains, which understandable because they're adorable.
Yes,
the keychain's been a long time coming, and then the commemorative tour shirts,
so good.
Yes, I love that tour shirt, and you can't see it on the website, but there's actually a graphic on the back of that tour shirt that lists
all the cities,
the cities that we've been on tour. So it's really a road tour T-shirt, very cute item, you guys.
Super cute, and a lot of it was newly designed, so there's a ton of inventory still available. Go ahead and grab that before the store shuts down, before our shop manager's catch that is still up. But I noticed today before we recorded, I was like, let me mention that. So shop Friendzone if you have not gotten your merch. So much cute stuff. I personally love the bicycle shorts. LOL at those of you who thought that was a body double that we put in for me. I wasn't able to be at the shoot the day of. But they had we always have models though and dancers and girls that join us. I was telling people they would have had double the booty if that was a body double for my ass.
I was low key wishing for it.
That would have been too much. That would have been too much for the website.
What's too much for the website?
Getting lipo on IG Live.
No, please. Yes, shopfriendzone.com.
Mm-hmm. Shopfriendzone.com. Go ahead and cop some of that cuteness. And thank you guys so much for always supporting the show.
Thank you.
Now, Black Business of the Week, I received an email from a PR company that was putting me on to a Black woman-owned stationery company.
Oh.
So cute, called Be Rooted, B-E-R-O-O-T-E-D, created by a woman named Jasmine Nicole Foster. I'm actually going to show you guys. Look how cute. These are journals.
Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So cute, right?
So ooh. Cute.
All of them there. Now, I tweeted this out last night.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted people to catch the Cyber Monday sale she had. She had like a BOGO going on. Buy one, get one, 50% off. So I was okay. Like, let me tweet it out so people can at least catch it. You know, I know people are buying Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know teachers. I did see a ton of teachers being like, oh, this would be so sweet for my students.
Mm-hmm.
So half the site is sold out. Don't be mad at me. But there's still half that's available by the time you hear this. Super cute journals. They have stickers. They have pencils. I mean, you name it, just really cute stationery, all full of black women, different complexions, different hair textures, different hair styles, different looks and outfits, very for us, by us. Love it. And I think a black woman-owned stationery company, I feel like we don't see that enough. I don't think I've ever seen that. So the website, I'm going to make sure I get it right, is berootedco.com. That's berootedco.com. I copped a ton of the journals for myself and for my loved ones. They're just too cute, especially the stickers.
So cute, oh. Friend.
I've never been a put a sticker on a laptop person because I'm way too anal for that. But they're so cute that I'm tempted to like
Get a clear shell to put on top and then just put the stickers on top. That way, in case you change laptops, you might be able to change.
But I feel like it don't hit the same when you put it on the cover. It don't,
but it's just a good little, you know, compromise.
Right.
But you know.
A cop out, in other words.
Mine go on.
For the control freaks like myself. So, yep. But they're cute enough that they made me consider. So that's something for y'all to look forward to.
BeRootedCo.com.
Like yes. Check that out. And that's it for this week's Black Business. Are you guys ready for the recap segment?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So on last week's episode titled Lisa and Cult Jam, it was another Shoot the Shit episode. We discussed seasonal blues, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Grammy snubs, and so much more. And as always, those of you listening had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, friend, I was dipping in those SoundCloud streets. I hope you weren't.
You know I was.
Well, I picked the large comment there. I don't know if you...
That's not the one I picked.
All right. Well, again, shout out to this y'all on those SoundCloud streets. I want to give a special shout out to Ariane. That's who I picked. Ariane says, no, Mary is not going into enough detail. She needs to explain his role in her life prior to them getting married. Did they have a grandfather and granddaughter relationship? How did you turn that off to have sex?
Ooh.
Ariane, I just love the fact that you gave that comment. I told y'all last week I've been wrapped up, or I kept randomly getting the damn YouTube videos of her family members. Actually, let me just go ahead and shout this out because I want to be sure that I am giving credit where credit is due. Shout out to Sherelle's World on YouTube. That's Sharrel. Sherelle, she actually did this interview with her co-host, Perry, and they were talking to one of Mary's uncles. And he was talking about like the whole, like he was giving us like a look inside of what the hell's been going on with Mary, her grandmother, the whole scandal with the churches and all the businesses she owned. And it was very, very insightful. So I'm wrapped up in all of that. If you want to get you a piece of the insight, I say go check it out. Sherelle's World on YouTube. And yeah, that's who I found. Fran, what about you? What'd you find out there in those SoundCloud streets?
Raul Gonzalez said, ooh, it's hella rude to be late. I thought it was just so profound.
It hit you like a ton of bricks.
I was like, word. No, but honestly, it was funny to read all of the messages people sent me about my little blurb about how I'm always late. So many of you were triggered. So many of you felt that it was your ministry as well. You know, that's the way of the world. I did laugh at how many of y'all were like, that shit's fucking rude. I was like, I said it was rude. I know it's rude. It's okay.
You hit that button.
I'm trying not to cuss nobody out, so I'm going to be good this week. Because they knew what the fuck you meant, but go ahead, friend.
I found it funny, though. I thought it was funny, especially the people that were triggered by that behavior.
Okay. I don't think it's funny at all. All right.
What'd you find on the Twitter streets, Dustin Ross?
Well, so many things. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Who Is DIO. So DIO is the name, and the Twitter handle is Who Is DIO, who said reminder with the 100 emoji and attached three pictures of vandalized Chase Bank signs. The first sign says Chase, like the bank logo, and then it has Yo Dreams spray painted underneath it. The next picture has the Chase Bank sign and logo, and then it says No Ho with an exclamation point spray painted underneath it. I want to actually show you guys that one. And the next one says Chase with the words A and bag spray painted underneath it.
I know Chase be over it.
Chase your dreams, chase no ho, chase a bag. I think the vandalism of these signs, although illegal, is quite funny. All right. The next thing I want to highlight is from at Huff Daddy Says, Garnell, personal friend of mine and Asante's as well.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Friend remembers Garnell. So Garnell tweeted the following. He says, Aubrey, again, his Twitter account is at Huff Daddy Says, HuffDaddySays. He says, Aubrey understood image. She gave us the personality and controversy we needed. Andrea had the pipes. So obviously he's talking about Danny D. Kane, right? He says, Andrea had the pipes. He says, Dawn was a creative force, easily the most musically inclined. D. Woods. Shannon was quietly a monster of dance and performance.
Oh, no. They were perfect. That's
what Garnell tweeted. Thought that was funny. And the last tweet I would like to share comes from Business Insider, who tweeted the link to an article on their website saying an anti-gay Hungarian politician has resigned. After being caught by police fleeing a 25-man orgy through a window.
That's right.
Okay. Wow. So give a little bit more context. Joseph Sager, okay? He resigned as a member of the European Parliament on Sunday after he was caught leaving a 25-man orgy in Brussels under COVID restrictions. So he apologized for that, stepped down from his post. What's most noteworthy about this is that he was actively pursuing and played a key role in the Orbán government's crackdown on LGBTQ rights in Hungary, and made it he redefined marriage to make it specifically between a man and a woman, and just went out of his way to oppress the gays over in Hungary when it looks like he was eating the whole time. So,
wow, man.
Just want to give a shout out to him for getting caught and busted. It's always those ones. It's always those.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Hope he got COVID on the way.
Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham. Go ahead. That's it. That's all I want to share. You
and
guys.
It never be something light, you know?
Right.
It's always like
oh, him and his partner coming out of a store. It's always like, no, a 25-man orgy. Right.
Some
like,
extreme.
O-R-G-Y. Do you
wowza.
Hear me?
Brother. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25. Literally. He was in there getting it on, baby. You hear me? And they got, the orgy got busted.
How they catch him in a window?
Somebody said that it was a nighttime disturbance going on. And then so the police showed up and everybody started running. And he was fleeing down a creek. Running down a creek next to the place or whatever. And yeah.
Imagine he mad. He's like, we weren't even at capacity. It was supposed to be 300 people. Like,
and had narcotics in his backpack and said he didn't take no drugs. He just had them in his backpack. Yeah. YKTFGO. You know what the fuck? YK, you know.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Well, before we get started, I don't like how do you.
I wish we were done.
Do you guys have any announcements to share with the class?
I do not. Thank you so much.
No announcements at this time, Your Honor.
Life can be stressful even under normal circumstances, and 2020 has challenged even the most difficult of times of life. You need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes, and that's Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations on an easy-to-use app. Headspace is the only meditation app, okay, advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So, whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? If so, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Do you need help falling asleep? Headspace has wind down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your children. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I, too, as we mentioned earlier in our conversation, have seen the Headspace app on airplanes as we've traveled for business. We've used it before. It's a very useful tool, especially during traveling and other stressful times. And just like the like we've been talking about previously, right now, it's just a difficult time. So Headspace is really a good thing. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/friendzone. That's headspace.com/friendzone for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. So head to headspace.com/friendzone today.
So let's jump into this week's episode. It's a Dustin Ross takeover. We're going in cold. We have no idea what's about to go down. Go ahead and hit us with it, Dustin.
Actually, you do. You actually do have an idea what's going down, because uh-oh, unless you've been under a rock,
uh-oh,
you have been unable to avoid a story about a video clip that went viral of a brunch that took place in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, boy.
At a venue called True Kitchen and Cocktails. And that cocktails is spelled with a K. So it's True Kitchen and Cocktails, spelled with a K.
I was under a rock.
Oh, okay. Well, let me lift it up and lift it up and get it up off of you, because you're about to be informed, my brother.
Okay.
So, according to LoveBScott.com, shout out to LoveBScott.
Hey, Love Muffins.
What's up, B-Scott? What's up, Denver? That's right.
I will forever be a Love Muffin. Okay?
Yes. You was like, one of the original Love Muffins.
I'm one of the originals. Like, B-Scott, I hope you know that. It was always
shout
me
out
and
to
you.
B-Scott. An OG in this game.
Yes.
A proven platform, now has a successful podcast and just a proven website that people deem credible, where you can actually get factual information, real sources, real inside takes that you can believe in. So shout out to B. Scott.
Go ahead, B. Scott.
Denver. But according to Love B. Scott, an article was placed on the website with a headline that reads, Dallas restaurant owner faces criticism after anti-twerking video goes viral. Okay?
Anti-twerking.
So once again, video circulated over the weekend under the Twitter account DJ Green Villain, who captioned a video clip that says, restaurant suicide on camera. And in this clip, the owner of the restaurant True Kitchen and Cocktails, which is spelled with a K, by the way, the owner's name is Kevin Kelly. Both of his names are spelled with K's.
Got it.
And he had something to say during one of his brunches on Sunday. So before I offer any context, I think it would be advantageous for us to simply listen to what Kevin Kelly had to say to his patrons on Sunday. And it goes a little something like this.
I invested a lot of money into buying this building, into developing this concept, so black people can have somewhere nice to go to, okay? Somewhere where we can feel good about ourselves as a... Come on! Stop the music, please! Somewhere where our people can feel good about ourselves as a culture, okay? Yes. No, real talk. And so all this twerking and shit, take it to Prime, take it to Pink, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant. And so beyond that, 75% of my customers are ladies. And I want men to show respect for themselves, for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves? And you guys are twerking on glass here. If you want to do it, get the fuck out of my restaurant. Because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it. Now, don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out, because I don't need your money. I need to provide something for my people. And don't do it again. Thank you.
And don't do it again. Thank you.
Okay. The first of all, for those of you who have seen the video clip, I would like to make note right here in this conversation. I want to pin this one very important detail here. Jade of Jade and XD and Getting Grown Podcast said that Mr. Kelly was wearing a Lycra short sleeve turtleneck in the video. So if you've seen the clip,
so annoying,
and you know what he's wearing, you can happily tweet Jade of all Jades on Twitter and tell her thank you or whatever you want to share with her for making that observation. I just wanted to pin that there. Okay. So obviously, this caused an uproar on social media, especially on Twitter and Instagram. It has literally hit news outlets, all of the blogs, all of the popular Instagram accounts, and it has literally become the topic of conversation. People have had lots of mixed feelings about this. Some people feel like he was completely out of line for addressing the restaurant as a whole, for making this an issue of good conduct versus bad conduct, for taking issue with them dancing and celebrating while providing an environment that would lend itself to that. Some people feel that he was protecting the integrity of his establishment. He has a focus and a vision for what he wants there. Some people feel like, so they're saying that he was just in his actions. Some people feel like this speaks to a bigger issue about how Black people conduct themselves in general in public, especially at brunch. Some people have taken the POV on this, that Blacks have a problem with behaving this way and white people don't behave like this at brunch. So there's a lot of different takes on this. And it's caused a huge conversation online. And I just wanted to check in with you both, see if you've seen the video, get your thoughts on this, and get your thoughts on what you've seen on social media as this conversation has taken place. So then I'll come back and I'll offer a little bit more context about what has happened since we've gotten this large response online from everyone who saw the video. So first of all, prior to me introducing this to you today, had either of you seen the video?
Yeah.
And had you seen the conversation surrounding it online?
I haven't seen too much of the conversation, more so the jokes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But but I did see the video because it started circulating last night when I was on there.
Yes.
And I at the end of the day, it is his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants you to sit in fucking silence and mm-hmm. it is his restaurant, I think he has the right for it to be whatever the hell he needs it to be. The part where he lost me.
Yeah.
All that liquor.
Mm-hmm.
A loud ass DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what do you think's gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a dissonance there between the culture he's trying to create and the culture that's actually happening. And the other way he lost me is the cursing at mm-hmm. people who are paying for your food. Like they're mm-hmm. paying in the middle of a pandemic, which that's a whole other thing. Everyone mm-hmm. was in there. It was crowded. It was like, you know, a brunch special. I didn't see no masks.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone chilling. People are putting money in your pockets to keep your restaurant afloat. Considering mm-hmm. how many restaurants we've seen shut down during this pandemic because they could not stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to treat them that way, curse them out under the guise of it being a respectable restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
another dissonance that I just mm-hmm. was like, he is just, to me, there's mm-hmm. a lot going on. And what bothered me out of all of this is just how he spoke to people and thought that that was okay. And then he doubled down on it from what I last saw, where he did not put out an apology, which I'm not even mad at that. I actually appreciate when people are like, I said what I said. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't apologize because you were bullied to do that. I think you should only apologize if you genuinely feel it and feel remorse. The whole bullying people into apologizing, I've never understood that aspect of it. But you know, he doubled down and was like, I said what I said. And I'm troubled by the fact that he doesn't see that. Like, this is how you treat your patrons. Like, that's wild to me. That's the wildest part. And people didn't even leave. They stayed there, mm-hmm. you know, eating, waiting on their food. And that surprised me. Let that have been in New York.
The tables would have turned.
Like, but it would have been.
That later.
Yeah,
that would have turned
so
on a world
that's,
star.
You know.
Okay, what about you, Asante? Were you familiar with the video and the conversation surrounding it?
I hadn't seen it. I actually just, like, I listened to it when you played it, and I just was looking at it. That's why I bust out laughing to the side, because I see the Jay's reference.
The look.
But, yes, the look. But I was looking at some of the conversations happening surrounding it when I logged on last night. And it was just kind of funny, I think, kind of to Fran's point, some of the fucked up things that were going on in the conversation, because I was just looking like I was seeing people that were saying, like, oh, y'all act like we're supposed to act a fool at brunch and we're supposed to have fun but be respectable. And I'm just looking at these people like, what? I know maybe I get a little crazy at times, but I don't get crazy enough to where I be trying to, you know, have management or anything out there. Because, you know, I used to work in restaurants. So when we turn up and when we go out, like, I feel like everybody is cool. So I just don't understand this rhetoric about playing into these, like, respectability politics when we're out. Like, this whole, like, black people need to learn how to act when they're in certain spaces. And it's like, he said he's trying to create whatever space. But in my mind, like, black folks should be able to go to a black spot and act a damn fool. And, you know, not too much a fool to where they breaking shit and all that. But, like, him coming out into the middle of the dining room and talking to everybody as if they were all people that had just keep coming there and fucking up his shit. It was like, sir, close down the restaurant and go where the fuck you need to go. Because I just didn't, like, it's just not connecting to me, I guess, why he had this breakdown. Because that must have been what it was.
He saw them footprints on the couch and lost his shit.
Yeah, because he knew the fabric was cheap and it was going to take, it couldn't be cleaned. It had to be replaced. So are you ready? Because I have a lot of comments.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So first of all, this is bad business.
Period.
All around.
This is bad business. It is the manifest, it's the personification of him not having a clear strategy and business plan when he opened this restaurant, of him not having a real concept beyond a name that he thought was cool. And as he said in his outburst, when he said, I want to make this somewhere where black people could go, somewhere nice for black people to go. You already got the game fucked up, because that's not how you conceptualize a viable restaurant idea. That's not how you come up with the idea for a good restaurant. That's not even the way that that industry works. Again, so that is insight A into his bad business, Kevin Kelly specifically. Insight B,
Kevin Kelly,
you provided an environment that lended itself to exactly what happened.
Exactly.
You cannot, right. You cannot offer drink specials to get people drunk. I looked at the menu like everyone did, and not the hilarious True Kitchen menu hashtag that is circulating on Twitter, where people have adapted menu items to other things that are related to black injustice, like they called it a stop and bisque, like
stop
lobster bisque,
it.
Things like that. There were so many items that were tweeted that were hilarious. The jokes have been nonstop.
Always.
And they've really offered, you know, like a good moment of joy through this ridiculousness of this video. You can't have a DJ blasting body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. And a room full of people who have been drinking large size drinks that you make to get people drunk and not expect them to dance. Boozy brunch is one of my favorite things in the world to do. Y'all both know Sunday Fun Day has forever been a standard of mine personally. And I've been in New York for 10 years. The past 6, I believe, or 8 years, I've had a brunch on my birthday Sunday every year. Y'all have both been to many, many of my birthday brunches where we have had that type of fun. We may have been in private rooms, but we still spilled out into the restaurant because it was too many people. And so the restaurants have accommodated us. And you know what happened? It built a rapport and a relationship with the restaurant and myself to where I came back and patronized them for large events, not just for myself, but so many of my friends and family that have come into town have enjoyed those same restaurants where we have danced on tables and in chairs. Second of all, and they weren't environments that career created for us. They didn't have no damn dance floor. We were dancing because we were having a good time. And literally, getting excited and getting drunk together in a celebratory mood, like people are when they come to day drink at an establishment.
You know, in New York and like DC, even like brunch is like a whole event. So like in New York, like I can tell you from working in restaurants that we prepared for shit shows. Like, you know, we already prepared, you know, working in a restaurant, you already prepared for dishes to break or, you know, whatever to go the fuck wrong. But specifically for brunch, we were always prepared for, you know, glasses to be broke, run through orange juice and champagne or whatever for the fucking mimosas. But on another point, thinking back to when I worked in a restaurant, Kevin Kelly is the type of person, just from what I'm reading, because I'm skimming through a lot of this quickly too, and I'm listening to you guys, and I'm just like, there is something fundamentally wrong with him. But I remember waiting on a certain type of black person, right? They were, I don't even want to say that they were bougie, but you know, they would like to say they were bougie maybe. And they always wanted you to, because I was black, and I was already great at my job, and not just saying that, like I was really like, you know, I cared about my tables, everybody else's tables, that type of shit. So when I was at my tables, I was, you know, very, very attentive. So when I had certain black people, they appreciated my attentiveness, but they were also trying to like check me and like keep me up to par, keep me on my toes, because they used to do this thing like, oh, you always want to, you know, be ready for the white person, or, you know, that type of shit. And in my mind, I hated the fact that it's like, hey, I'm at work. All I'm here to do is serve y'all goddamn food. Like, y'all are not here to teach me no lesson or run me around or do none of this. So like, this motherfucker, you just have people come in and eat. Like, you don't dictate what they do. And you know, it's brunch. So you don't dictate the fact that you feel like these women are being unclassy or whatever the fuck. And now that you have an attitude, and then you want to say, oh, well, there's a time and place. Brunch is the time and place. So all of your argument is null and void. Like, I'm so confused by him. But I recognize this type and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a specific type. And so basically his whole outburst kind of clued me into just where he may be approaching things with his management of his restaurant and his establishment. Upon a little bit more digging on Twitter and on other things like the Instagram account for his restaurant, again, True Kitchen and Cocktails in Dallas, Texas. Cocktails is spelled with a K. take that what you want. But anyway, you know, I just saw things like, I saw the dress code where he called hats, like fitted hats, MLB style hats.
Oh, I did see that.
He called them ball caps. Now, if you know anything about blackness, black people, and you know, you just know what kind of person will call a baseball hat a ball cap.
Right.
Cap, ball cap. Okay. So you already know where he's coming from. Then I was looking at the advertisements that he had featured for upcoming events at the spot, like his upcoming New Year's Eve celebration, where he advertised the concert with Cisco and Drew Hill and Carl Thomas and all of the other people who were going to be there performing on New Year's Eve, where he said that, but where they featured clips from his video for the Thong Song, okay? And that was the advertisement for his New Year's Eve party. Hmm. But you don't want twerking, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
You're serving drinks in old Douce bottles, but you don't expect people to be move to dance to the loud music that is dance music that you're playing, because this is a classy place for black people to have somewhere nice to go. I just like Fran said, there was a clear dissonance between his display mm-hmm. and what he claimed to have wanted for the atmosphere and his environment. I just don't like it. Beyond that, you addressing a room full of patrons in your business and saying that you don't need their money
crazy.
Is false.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's rude. It's nasty. It's a lie. And if you wanted to have a different atmosphere in your restaurant, then you would create that
exactly.
and not have events to take that money that you said you don't need, based on people expecting a different experience. Everybody knows what a brunch with drink specials brings. Drink specials and a live DJ playing the shit. New shit that just came out. That is the song Body by Megan Thee Stallion. Is the automatically, when you think about that song, what do you think about? The dance that goes with it. You think about twerking. You think about the dance craze that's going viral of everybody trying to learn that choreography from the video.
I was going to say Nene being in it.
So you think about the choreography going viral, and you think about that the song, you think about the song, excuse me, making people want to dance. Why would you expect people not to dance in that way? Now, I will say this. You don't want people on your damn furniture.
I get that part. Yeah, I get that part.
That's a rule.
Because other people have to sit there.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with enforcing a rule like that in your establishment. But if you think, the minute you think you can come out on the floor and cuss everybody in your restaurant out in the name of respectability politics.
Makes no sense.
You can't do it, bro. And I'm offended immediately. And I wasn't even there. Because first of all, the food looked nasty. Beyond that, I just was so flabbergasted with all of that. So then after all this has gone on, there's been, like Fran said, a doubling down of his behavior.
You saw their Twitter? The restaurant's Twitter?
Saw the restaurant's Twitter. Saw his personal Facebook posts. Wow. But you know what else I saw, Fran? I'm going to tell you what else I saw. The actual Instagram account for the restaurant has been reposting other people's memes, other people's messages that they've shared about what took place. This one in particular, they caught me off guard. So the restaurant's Instagram account, which again is True Kitchen Cocktails, spelled K-O-C-K-T-A-I-L-S. They reposted...
for his initials. Posts.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They reposted someone saying who the Instagram account Stally_Stone saying definitely adding True Kitchen Cocktails to my foodie list now that he banned those Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was reposted on the restaurant's Instagram account.
Wow. Wow.
So again, dissonance. Again, complete contradiction to what you're saying that this establishment represents, because that speech
is
doesn't
nothing.
Make black people right. want to come and patronize your business. So what exactly are you doing here? So you have to be very careful when you take positions of authority, positions of leadership, especially in business. Although entrepreneurship and having complete control of your own agency in business and professionally, although that is appealing, that's not for everybody. Everybody is not equipped,
as this proves,
to be in a position of leadership, because what we saw in that video was piss poor leadership, bad business, and someone who could not allow a situation in their business that they were in disagreement with to not affect them personally. So much so that they go out and display the very behaviors that you are now vilifying all of these people for doing. You don't want people to have a good time and have an outburst of dance, but you think it's okay to come and cuss them out. I don't give a fuck how many times you went and talked to them at the table, because of course the security footage has leaked from the club, which this is all hilarious to me, because how did we end up how did we end up seeing the actual security camera footage from the restaurant?
Wow.
But apparently he sent it to some friend to prove that he had actually went and addressed the table previously.
Several times, yeah.
Okay. And if that's the case, guess what? Again, bad business, because you're the fool for continuing to go back over to a table that's doing something that you asked them not to do in that restaurant. If anything, we should have seen the people at the table going the fuck off because he asked them to leave.
Right.
Not him going the fuck off on everybody in the restaurant.
Right.
Personally, I don't see nothing wrong with getting up on the table. Well, yes, I do. I see how that can be harmful to the physical, you know, pieces and furniture in an establishment.
And
of
the person themselves, you know, restaurants are trying to get
yeah,
to
yeah, it's a liability.
You don't want to be a liability, exactly.
Right. A liability. So I get that, and that makes perfect sense. But guess what? That's what people do at boozy brunches, especially here in New
Absolutely.
York. Absolutely. And in most larger cities. You go to have that sort of wild, good time. Think about how many times... what's that restaurant on Park? Oh, I can't think of it, but it's on Park Avenue in like 34th or 32nd or something like that, where you literally go into the back, and I will never forget that there were literally people up on the dividers between the restaurant, white people, might I add, pouring champagne on each other. Like, I was just like, wow, this is a really good time. You know, I could see why it would have been wild to other people, but that is what boozy brunches are known for.
You see
somebody... have one.
I'm sorry, you see somebody tweeted pictures, because when I searched brunch twerk, somebody tweeted out pictures of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on tables with their legs open and shit.
That was at Andy Cohen's baby shower at the Abbey for brunch in LA.
But my question too is, what is his real problem? Because, you know, with everyone, with this being a topic of discussion online, more videos started surfacing from his restaurant. Mm-hmm. And there was a video, did you guys see it? I don't know if it was like a New Year's video or something, but there were a group of men that were on top of the actual table.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
the chairs, the table. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking about next to platters
mm-hmm.
of food with shoes, hard bottom shoes and tuxedos, which is why I assumed it was a New Year's thing. But, and they were having a blast. They were jumping up and down. They were, swag surfing. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't see
nobody getting cussed out.
Anyone come up, tell them, you know, that they were being inappropriate. So I'm curious why he hasn't spoken out about that video and other videos that have come up, you know, that kind of prove that he's being biased here.
I mean, maybe Dallas is a type of nigga that we're just not very familiar with, and he is just over it. I don't know, because, like, I feel you, friend, because I'm just curious as to, like, what the fuck is your issue for real? Like, it's like, how are you just feeling like you can, because even watching him on this instant, like, go out and address everybody and not look nervous and just, like, mean that shit and then not double back on it and then post the Negro comments on Instagram. Like, I just wonder, how can you feel like you're right in any of this? like in any of it, like, from addressing everybody, you know, you're so respectable and you respect your politics, to, you know, like, these people pay to be in your establishment, and yeah, you say you don't need any of the money, but they're there right now. So are you about to shut it down and ask everybody to leave that you cursing out, or you just gonna keep taking that money and pretend that you don't need it? Like, and there's too many different things. He do need it,
of course. Who opens a business and doesn't need money?
He needs it, and he doesn't fucking deserve it. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of people were like, you know, why didn't these people get up? And I don't know why they didn't get up either, just from the short that I've seen. But I, like, when I tell you, for like 15, 20 seconds trying to watch the shit back after we listened to it, all I could hear was my mom in my head, like, every time I was a child and, like, we were being mistreated, like, and that's, like, even to this day when I feel like I'm being mistreated and, like, I act up kind of, I act like my mama. Like, I can remember every time she was like, let's go, and we would just get up. It was no question, no argument. We getting the fuck, like, this is none of our business. So watching that video, all I could think about was my mom doing that and how I would have done that. I'd been like, y'all, we gotta go. I'm leaving. I'll meet y'all. Like, I can't do this. Bye. Like, this is some bullshit.
You're not gonna curse at me. And the other issue too, lastly, was, you know, him saying that he opened that with the hopes of creating a space for Black people. I would have assumed that a safe space for Black people means a space where they can be.
He meant a specific Black people.
Like, well, that's the part that he left out. It's a Black person how he wants it, you know, which is why it bothered me that he felt the need to even say, I created this for Black people to have a space. Because it's like, you didn't, though, because if you did, you would let people just be. Because that's the thing, too. We have to play those respectability politics in a lot of spaces that we go to. So I kind of was confused about that aspect too, because it's like, he needs to make clear exactly what type of Black he wants in there.
Well, how do we? Because it's not up to him. Even if it is your establishment, guess what? You're open to the public,
right?
And so you can have whatever kind of, you can set whatever kind of criteria you want for who comes in and who doesn't. You can have a dress code, even though it's a ridiculous notion today, because I know people who can spend all the money in the world at your restaurant and they're going to show up in sweats and sneakers because, like, that's just how they want to vibe. So it's just stupid to me at this point, but I'm just over it. Personally, you getting up as the manager of this restaurant and cussing everybody on the floor out, y'all know me, y'all know that kind of behavior just ain't going to work for me.
Oh,
period.
No.
And especially something that I really took this personally, because I love brunch. Mm. And y'all know that about
me. I see
me.
That, yes.
I love Sunday fun day. I feel like I can have a Sunday fun day, like, brunch party, and you'll come, friend. You know why? It's not a late night event. It's not something that's going to throw your schedule off.
Right.
You'll pop in towards the end, you know what I'm saying, and have a good time with all the rest of us. Like, mm-hmm. I look forward to that because brunch and Sunday fun day brings all sorts of people together in a fun environment where they can kind of let go and still do what they have to do, still be responsible, you know, the next day. It's a really great thing. Like, day parties and Sunday fun day is a really, really great way to just connect with people, spend time with your loved ones, and still like turn up,
especially in a year like this where most people have been locked in their homes, away from their friends,
can't stay out past 10 o'clock anyway.
Nowhere you can really go, you know, because most establishments are closed or takeout only, you know, so it's like most cities are locked down except for Atlanta.
And his shit, well, Dallas too, because his shit looked like it was lit. Like, I was like, was there no restriction this week?
Or, but that's like, what I'm saying. So, you know, people are going to take advantage of being out and being drunk and having something to fucking do and not being at home.
Right. Yeah.
Just a moment to kind of like a moment of respite. And so I think him trying to impede, I don't know, it just felt so strange. I was like, he has the right because it's his place, but it also just felt so like, ew, what did you create a restaurant for?
It was so opposite of the environment that he provided for those guests.
That's
and patrons.
The part that was.
And that's
strange.
What was a slap in the fucking face about the whole thing.
Don't have a DJ.
Don't have a DJ.
And
don't play songs you want to dance to.
Say slushies. And don't it's have like, to say slushies.
And it's like Hennessy Long Island. Did you see that?
Hennessy
is Hennessy
Long
the
Island,
only,
Jesus
you know,
Christ.
Liquor that is not well that you use in a Long Island that makes it a Hennessy Long Island? I don't understand. Like if you are, again, marketing Hennessy Long Islands and a Drew Hill Cisco concert on New Year's Eve, you should expect people to dance to body adi 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 when you play it. You should expect that. And the fact that you have come out here raging emotionally, not even speaking clearly, literally using profanity to your guests in a restaurant, which is, mind you, this is a service industry. Okay. Mm-hmm. People come to be waited on, to experience a dining service, to experience cuisine and enjoy themselves and be catered to a little bit. And you cussing them the fuck out and telling them if they don't like it, they can leave.
That's crazy.
Insane. What? So
and he
I just
said
had
it,
a hard
he
time.
Said it was poorly worded. I'm like, bruh, that's putting
no, you
it nicely.
Poorly worded.
It's like I get that it's his restaurant, so he has a right. But in my mind, I'm thinking like, if you were one that plays into respectability politics, if your ass was at a corporate restaurant and you, as a manager, addressed everybody in the restaurant like that, your ass is fired. So what the fuck are you doing, sir? Like, there are just so many things wrong with this. And he's justified in his mind because he's an attorney. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got whatever his accolades were to make him feel like he's right in whatever points he's making. But it's like, sir, you have gone way too far, being way too wrong. And I don't know. Like, unfortunately, it sounds like it is fundamentally stuck in his ass. And I just hate the fact that he's pushing this out in his business. And I want to know how we can get the shit shut down. Like,
I mean, someone who was on the other side of the restaurant industry, how did y'all deal with people standing up on chairs and tables?
I'm trying to think of any time it actually got serious, and I can't think of one time. Like, whenever it was brunch, like, you know, girls might get up in a booth or something, and then the minute they see you looking, you know, they kind of getting down.
They
but
pop
like,
down.
Yeah, but I've attended, like, I've worked brunches, and they get, like, assholishly busy, and people get kind of wild and drunk and be passed out in booths and stuff, but not, like, getting up on shit. But I've been and attended brunches, rather, where people have gotten up on shit, and I have never seen, like, I've been to a lot of brunches. I've never seen, like, cops at a brunch. I've never really seen, the only time I've seen like manager scenes if people, I guess, don't have enough money or some shit, but never anything about behavior. And I've seen a lot of crazy behavior at brunch. Like, we brought a speaker to brunch one time and then they asses accommodated us randomly. You know, we thought we was about to get in trouble and it was like, oh, well, we actually have a speaker. So it was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, they already had a DJ, but you know, they didn't mind that we was going to turn up on our own. So for him, you said you're trying to create the space, but it's like you need to learn what the fuck the space is before you try to enter it. Like, you didn't do enough research.
Right.
Gordon Ramsay needs to come in, fix you. I don't know. It's just, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth all around, and I hate it. And P.S., dress codes, I feel like the only
That's
time
so
dress
fucking
codes.
Whack.
They're so whack. I feel like the only time that should be a thing is if it's like a themed restaurant of some sort. So if the
but
theme
they're
is,
not real, the dress codes.
They're not.
How many times have you been turned away for having sneakers on, and then a white person has sneakers on and
oh,
they're
well,
let
theirs
in?
Don't look like sneakers.
Or if a what? Celeb pops up, they're not gonna not let Rihanna because she has on sneakers. You right. know, so it's that's the part about those. Codes too that are because they're just that it's very coded language, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally,
that's what I'm saying. It should only be for like a themed restaurant. That way, like, cause you know, if you go into some fucking like randomly throwing this out there, if you go to one of those medieval night themed restaurants, you know, they want to give you the fucking garb and shit. But outside of that, I should be able to dress however, wherever, whenever, whatever I want to wear because I got clothes on. That shit is annoying.
Very annoying. And so is True Kitchen and Cocktails. And so is Cocktails being spelled with a K. It's annoying.
It really and is. And the logo really was a stupid. Rooster. And here's the thing, too. How you design a restaurant really is like a big factor in how people will move in that mm-hmm. space. You know, mm-hmm. so it's interesting that he designed it where you it kind of you saw all that open space in the back, yep. like the big booths. I'm like, that to me looked like the type of place where people are going to be popping up. You know, it didn't give me like that sort of upper crust chic, you know, like
at all.
You know what I mean?
Like Cocktails with a K.
With a rooster.
Upper crust with a K, friend.
That's the name of the episode, y'all.
Upper crust with a K. Upper crust.
Upper crust cocktails.
Yeah. Why do y'all think his attitude was so bad? Like, what do you think happened? Like, I think something must have went wrong. I don't know what happened.
You
I
know
don't
what?
Know
they, I think
what
he
you
don't
think
like,
they ran out of?
I think he don't like ghetto people. I think he probably just feels a way about people from the hood. Who knows? He might have.
I think somebody called out and he had to clean chitlins. That's what I think it was. I think something happened. Something
well, the
he,
fact
he split
that he was even out there, you mm-hmm. know, coming back and forth. Like, why are you even mm-hmm. out there?
At True Kitchen and
he must have finally tasted the food. No, he finally tasted the food. I'm looking at this picture and this shit is disgusting. Like, it don't look. And they took a picture of this and put, never mind. I'm not even going to get into that. But these, like.
And the thing is,
shrimp and
who
grits?
Are you to determine what's a nice place to somebody for them to go?
Right.
I love going to, what's the show called? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or whatever the damn show is called. I like going to all kind of places. It's nothing better than finding a hidden hole in the wall, mom and pop type restaurant or a local black owned business that you can support that you think is nice. You don't get to set the standard of what a nice quote unquote place is for black people to go.
That's
you just get
part.
To make your establishment. Who the fuck are you to determine what's somewhere nice for black people to go to and what the culture is? Because the way you're acting, that's not the culture that I want to be a part of. I don't support that toxic shit you doing. So what? Who are you, Kevin Kelly? And why would you spell it Cocktails with a K?
Are you a Kappa?
So frustrated.
He, you know,
he actually is.
Oh shit! I was gonna wow. say he kind of gave me that energy, but you know I ain't wow. gonna knock the Kappa.
He actually is. Yeah, he actually. I'm not either. I go with one.
But he, he's
but
a
he
Kappa.
Actually is. Yeah. Well, anyway, so but he actually is. You know what I'm saying? And so I just this was just too much for me. I love brunch. I'm telling too much of my business because I'm starting to get upset and I'm losing it.
No,
so
but
let's
it's
just
real.
Move on.
It reminds me of the Jack and Jill kids back in the day when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the Jack and Jill events and it was like just that whole energy, that mm-hmm. divisive energy, that elitist energy.
Elitist.
That, you know, mm-hmm. that sort of like.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Yeah, us versus them. You know, it reminds me of, do y'all remember? I think it
the
was.
The Jacksons a, movie? That's what it reminded me of. Joe Jackson, speaking of Jack and
you
Jill.
You remember
go
the little
ahead,
girl?
Friend.
I think she was on Dr. Phil. There's so many memes of her where she's like, I'm not like those blacks.
Yeah. Yes. She was moving at the piece of
the
hair.
Bang. That's
the bayang. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it gives that where I'm just yes. like, I had to endure so much of that, especially being that I went to a private school but was from the projects. And so I was, it's funny because there's so many levels to it. It's like, okay, so I made it to the private school, but I'm still from the hood, so that still was a notch against me. So the black kids mm-hmm. still kind of were like, eh. You know, mm-hmm. like, you're here.
You wasn't in any of the programs prior, or
you know, like, you don't know, you're on the scholarship. You know what I mean? Like, so you're here, but you're not one of us. And it was always that energy that I had to kind of deal with, and just not being able to move the way they were moving because their life was just built, you know, it was designed differently. So I would get triggered with that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've even talked about that, even like,
several certain times,
think about how many, and I'm not going to put no TV shows out there, but there are TV shows where you know these more elitist black people are getting opportunities to create black narratives on TVs. And then they always want to play the like ratchet hood girl, you know? And it's mm-hmm. to me, it's always such a mocking energy about it, and I get so sensitive. That's why there have been certain shows I haven't been able to support, even though they're for us, by us, but there's still that weird element that I feel like is unspoken, the mockery of it. And so this kind of gives a tinge of that I've just mm-hmm. always struggled with, and it hasn't been the easiest of like, who is getting those opportunities to tell our stories, and why are they getting those opportunities, and why do they keep it amongst themselves? You know, and just getting into that world. And so he brings that up for me when I see him. You know, it's like that's what was kicking up in my spirit. And I was like,
I know who you're talking about.
I know you know who I'm talking about. Because remember that day you brought her
We
up.
Had to cut it. Woo, we had to cut it. So we just going to cut it now.
Friend, you talking about school and the levels, like...
It's crazy because you won't even know that there's levels, and you thinking you getting somewhere, and then it's like, no, you ain't.
Oh, listen, I knew the levels. I did not like the levels because I was hip in high school, and that's where I was really like, you know, fuck this system. Because in high school, I think I've talked about this on the show before, but when I went to the performing arts high school, it was like one thing that, you know, I was there on magnet, and so were most of the white kids. So then I had to deal with black kids that were in the district, and they looking at me like, oh, you think you better than us because you go here, but you with the white kids. And I'm like, right. No, I just go here, nigga. And so then there were other black people in the program that did feel like that they were better than. They were like, right. Oh, well, mm-hmm. we go here, but, you know, we go to the new gym and we get to use the new lockers. Like, we don't go with the district kids. And I'm like, but this is their school. Like, they live in this district. Like, they did all this. And like, ha, ha, ha. It was our program that brought this. And in my mind, I'm like, this is some dumb bullshit. But there were those black people that I still see around on Facebook, and they still living in that bubble, and they I'm might be friends you. With KKK. So that's all I got to say.
So,
that's the shit.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's.
So basically, there's I ain't levels. Going to that restaurant.
And Dustin period. Changed his name to not going to that restaurant. So yes. That's the bottom line.
Yes. Period. And goodbye, as my girl JCJ says. Shout out to JCJ's on Instagram. Her Instagram account used, first of all, thank you all for that wonderful discussion.
Thank you.
And just to button it up, I want to end it with a thank you. And I mean that, period. And goodbye, which is the famous tagline from JCJ. Who used to go on under the Instagram account Wilkerson 705 or something like that, but she's the funny little girl.
Oh, the little girl
who was
girl.
Selling the lip gloss. Yeah, and she's
she
like,
the
hey
one
y'all,
that
how
be
y'all
like,
doing?
Baby.
Yeah, baby, let me tell y'all, baby. I love her, and she ends all of her priceless dialogue, as far as I'm concerned, with the phrasing "thank you," and I mean that. Goodbye, and that's all I have to say about True Kitchen and Cocktail Spill with a K. Goodbye.
Okay. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, lets you skip trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. And you can save 40% by using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery. HelloFresh offers more than 20 chef-crafted, delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut, try new things, and make any night feel special. There's something everyone will enjoy, including 20-minute meals, low-calorie, vegetarian, family-friendly recipes, and more. The packaging HelloFresh uses to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable and/or already recycled content, and HelloFresh's carbon footprint is 25% lower than grocery-made meals. And HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. So far in 2020, they have donated 3.5 million meals. I just love the fact that they give you everything that you need, all of the ingredients, the seasonings, each little thing that you need, and it's fresh and it's delivered to you and the recipe. So you know what you're making, you know how to make it, you know the temperature to leave it on, you know everything. So you're not just getting some little loose ends here that you got to jazz up, but you're still welcome to jazz up your HelloFresh afterwards because it is delicious, but you know, you got to personalize your own food. You know what I'm saying? So go to HelloFresh.com/friendzone90 and use the code friendzone90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/friendzone90 and code friendzone90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
With Talkspace, you can take care of your mental health without dipping into your savings account. You can sign up online or download the app and start therapy that same day with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Depending on the plan you choose, you can message and schedule live video sessions with your therapist, and you'll pay the same amount every month, so it's easy to budget. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties. Talkspace gives us the support we need at an affordable price, and as a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and download the app. Make sure to use the code ZONE to get $100 off your first month and to show support for the show. That's ZONE at Talkspace.com. Now let's bring in the wind chimes. So are you guys into the nature sounds? You guys ever play those when you want to relax? Is that part of your ministry?
Yeah.
You know how you could, they have the apps, they have actual machines you can buy that sit by your night table. Obviously now with YouTube, you have access to all of that. Even Spotify, Apple Music. It's such a big part of the conversation now, just finding ways to tap into relaxation. There's so many modalities.
That's why you start the shower and use the bathroom before you get in it, so you can listen to the water running for a minute.
I mean, you know what? You're joking, but that helps some people.
You know, you do. You sit on the toilet for a minute.
It helps them open up, for lack of a better term. So, you know, I have always loved like the babbling brook. You know, they always call it that, the babbling brook. Then you have the like, what's the other one? The fire crackling. You have waterfalls. You have waves, birds crashing in nature, waves crashing. You name it. They have, like I said, tons of playlists. So I was in my house and you know how the wind has been crazy. Have y'all noticed that? Like, I've never experienced anything like this. They knocked literally my setup on my terrace, all knocked over, everything. Yeah. Chairs, pillows. I was like, what? It's like a straight up tornado, which I've never experienced. So it's been pretty intense the last couple of days. I feel like we've been experiencing a lot of rain. It's been very gloomy, on top of it being super dark because of daylight saving. So I got the bright idea. I was like, I really wish I had a fireplace, you know? So I was like, how can I make a bootleg one? So I turn off the lights, go on YouTube on my TV, and I look up for a fireplace, and which Dustin had me crying. He's like, 10 hours.
That's a badass fire, friend. God damn.
But you need them that long.
What kind of log is that?
You do, because
you need them that long.
You want to zone out. And so for me, I ended up just playing it all day. It started out with me needing something in the background while I was like, you know, researching, doing some work. And then it turned into just the whole mood once I turned the lights off. But so, you know, we tend to use the more audio versions of it because they're so relaxing. But the fact that you have a fake fireplace and it's such a mood, I'm gonna show you guys.
I already know exactly what you're talking about.
You saw it? I have hate been through all these ads on YouTube. You can't even press a video now.
Oh, girl, I got take premium. You want me to add you to the ads? You want me to add to my family, girl?
But look at that.
Crackling. Okay.
So imagine that on your TV. And I tweeted about it. And some people were like, oh, I love that video. I've been decorating for Christmas, which is so funny that y'all already been decorating for Christmas. And it's December 1st. you know, oh, I had that playing in the background. One young lady, she had a projector, which is so lit. Ooh. Right? So she projected the fireplace on her whole wall. So it really looked like a fireplace. Turned off all the lights. So you know me, I'm always looking for a way to find, to create an atmosphere of ease. And mm-hmm. aside from the crackling sound, even just the visual aspect of just like the warm yellows and oranges and reds. So peaceful. I looked it up too. And it said it's actually an evolutionary thing, just like being prehistoric, what fire meant to us. It was usually like a sign of community, everyone coming together. Think about the bonfires when you're at the beach, like something about fire pits, something about fire being present. Yeah, that has always just been so literally warm, but also
lighting
just on lighting a blunt. You know what I mean? It's always the I'm thinking of Asante and Jade always flickering their lighters and how that be annoying, y'all. Look, Dustin.
Well, I was about to say, y'all gonna get some lighter action the rest of this episode. It's coming.
But it's something about it that is just so warm, even on an energetic level. And it was funny at first to me because I was like, this is so cheesy. Only I would be sitting here with like a fire crackling on my TV. But it actually was so nice because it was really cute. I had my candles, light music, you know, it was burning. And I was like with my on the couch with my covers, very Taurus. Y'all know how I move. Yeah. And on the phone. And it just was like nice, just so easeful, especially considering the type of weather that we've had that hasn't really been nice. It hasn't been, it's been so dark and gloomy and kind of hard to keep your energy up. So it was nice to kind of bring that ease into the day. But I had to share because I know you guys loved the chilled fox. Remember when we had the girl that's sitting on her desk studying and you guys can kind of have that lo-fi music experience. But this one is just a whole different vibe. There's no music, it's just the crackling, which is actually probably really nice for studying. I know some of y'all are have
a couple of ings.
You guys a couple last weeks of school finals, right? At aren't people going through finals? Dustin. If y'all saw what you just did. But wow. It just was really sweet.
Wow.
Straight to the hole, like Rod Strickland.
I just wanted to bring you guys something simple, something quick and easily accessible. And of course, free.
It really is cool, friend.
It is
real.
Cool. Yes. You know, it's one of those things. Honestly, when the girl tweeted me with it projecting on her wall, I was like, oh, you took it to a whole different level because it just
looks
I
thought
so
you was
going to cool.
say you was like, bitch. How'd you think of that first?
You one-upped me. No, but I was like, okay, that's fly, you know. But she, it looked so fly, honestly. And
sharing the love, spreading the love, being kind, know,
being kind. Yep. So I just wanted to put that into your awareness because it's just one of those things that seems simple and seems random, but then you start integrating it into your routines and your days, kind of like the chilled fox, and you realize it's actually very helpful. So the link that I use was from a YouTube channel called Fireplace 4K, literally the number 4, letter K, Fireplace 4K. I will post the link as I always do under the more info box on our SoundCloud, but I'll also make sure and tweet it out from the official Friend Zone Twitter, which are you following us on Twitter? Our Twitter is Friend Zone Pod, P-O-D. Make sure you follow us there. We have a ton of fun there, retweeting all of your comments and your banter to our episodes. Right. So definitely follow us there. We also have a Facebook. I feel like we never plug in our social media.
We don't ever. We do such a bad job with that.
Our Facebook is The Friend Zone Podcast. We don't have an official IG, but of course you can use the hashtag to communicate with other listeners. But Twitter is our main hub. And I'll definitely post the link to the fireplace right under the link to this week's episode. So something simple, something light, but honestly, it's so cute. And it's another one of those things that you never knew you needed. And you'll be like, Fran, this is so cute. Thank you. My Taurus pleasures. I saw someone tweet out, actually one of our listeners tweeted out something about it was like Pisces, Libra, and Taurus. how we're the pleasure seekers of the zodiac, and it said we were it said we're the committed hedonists, and I was like, I love that. I need to like change my whole brand, put that in my bio, because that really is it. That's what I'm here for. I exist to feel pleasure, and so I have to pass that on to those of you listening, and that's it for
Well, thank you for passing that on. You know what I'm saying?
Mind you, you guys who are listening and can't see on the Zoom right now, but Fran's room is flooded with like this reddish pink light right now. So it literally looks like she is in the pleasure zone, okay? In her home right now.
The pleasure zone.
Yeah, I will always find it. So now.
The pleasure principle.
Speaking of pleasure zones, Mr. Music Man, what you got for us this week?
Well, a lot has happened in music. I would like to start by pointing your attention to the Soul Train Awards that happened this year. Did you guys get a chance to peep the awards, some performances, highlights?
I did not.
Well, friend, there were some performances going. There were some winners going.
It was good.
A lot of cute shit happened. Like I was about to say last night. I saw some performances that I was really fucking with, and I was like, cool. Dustin, you watched the whole thing?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to start with you then. Give me some of your highlights for the night.
Monica, say no more.
Yeah.
Monica.
Oh, I saw a clip Monica. On Twitter. Yep. She looks so pretty.
Yes. She won the Lady of Soul Award, and she did about a 9-minute medley of some of her hits.
I love that.
Yes.
And she actually was playing the piano live over Angel of Mine by her. She was sitting there was playing the piano and singing. Her mic was on.
Yes.
She looked absolutely beautiful. I'm just saying, you know, because it don't always. But her mic was on. Now, other singers, you know, they don't always do that. But one thing Monica is going to do.
Especially not at award shows.
Monica's going to give you a live, classy performance that's a throwback to the standards of years ago by her professionalism, by her showmanship on the stage, by her rehearsal and preparation, her execution vocally. Everything is just perfected, and it was just such a pleasure to watch and to sing those songs, and everybody knows that. So she did a medley of like So Gone.
So Gone, Don't Take It Personal.
Don't Take It Personal. And then she did Trenches, her new single, produced by the Neptunes, featuring Lil Baby. And everybody knows I love that song. So to see her singing it live and keeping up with the vocal, like just, it was just, she still got it. She never lost it. Monica's an R&B legend in this game. She has 3 Hot 100 number one singles under her name and to her credit.
Wow.
And she deserves the respect. Monica is the shit, and so to see her receive that award was good for me. So she was my favorite moment of the night.
Yes.
In addition to Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell being the perfect hosts, they have the perfect chemistry to
They're
play
so
off of one
funny.
Of each other.
Yes.
Television legends, vets in the game. Their comedic timing is like no other. I love seeing them host this award show together. It was incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
I gotta see it. You think it's on Hulu?
Well, Monica's performance, actually, our homeboy, your best friend, Claude Kelly, tweeted the clip out. He tweeted the clip out.
Okay.
Yeah, so the whole performance is on the Lewis York Twitter account, I think.
Got it. I'm finding it. I wonder if that's where I low-key saw it. Probably just didn't realize.
Well, the whole performance, they have actually, BT did a good job of putting up most of them on YouTube as well as their website.
Because
sometimes they wait forever or they only put it up on YouTube.
Or it'll be like little random poor clips with no good audio or visuals. Yeah.
Not what we want to see.
I'm actually going to run you through some of the clips on YouTube because that's where I went and watched because I didn't get to watch the show live. Because I just don't be having an attention span all the time.
I didn't even know it was on. That's
I didn't either. I seen after the fact and I was like, damn, I missed the whole award show.
I knew because Soul Train actually, shout out to the Soul Train Awards. They sent me the box that they sent to different people this year that was full of all of these black-owned goods from black-owned businesses.
I saw.
Nice.
I think, was it Mouse? Maybe Mouse
probably had
it
too.
Yeah.
Yep. But it actually, one side of the box was filled with all of those black-owned items, and then the other side of the box actually opens to a full record player. There
Shut
was a vintage
up.
Jet, a vintage Ebony inside of there, like so many goodies. So huge, huge, huge thank you to the
That's
team at
genius.
BET and to the Soul Train Awards for sending that this year. That was really, really dope. Really
yeah,
dope.
I legit
box.
Didn't know. I think I found out because Mouse was in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep, he was hosting a segment early in the top of the online, in the digital, like, interview space. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Mouse. I saw him. Yeah. Shout out to Mouse. And I know Danielle and a couple other of our peers were a part of it. And so when I saw them posting on IG, I was like, wait, what? This is tonight? And, but I didn't have the opportunity to watch, but I'm definitely going to look it up, especially since you said they have the clips on YouTube.
They absolutely do. Along with the other clips I took a gander at, I watched Jasmine Sullivan. She performed Lost One.
Jasmine performed?
She did. She did
Lost Ones and Pick Up Your Feelings. It was a medley. Oh, and she looked incredible.
I want to cry. How did I miss that live?
It was a really, really nice, because, you know, since we're in quarantine, they do these like high def shots. So it was like a really cool, like, little skit in the beginning. And then she did the first song, then came out, and then, you know, the second song. And it was like a whole cool little skit. So shout out to Jasmine Sullivan.
You it's guys, great. I feel Jasmine Sullivan is the best singer of our generation.
I agree with you.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people really feel that way.
I don't think anyone's coming close. Well, I shouldn't say that, because then you have like...
Well, you can't count me. So go ahead.
Because, you know, I think of people like Fantasia, you know, that are all powerhouses. And even... Yeah. So I'm like, maybe I shouldn't say that, but...
I see why you would say it.
She is just... I mean, who sings like that?
Countess Vaughn.
You know she does, though.
Snow Allegra performed I Want You Around.
Snow performed. Okay, that's cool.
She did.
Her song is called I Don't Want You Around Me.
I Want You Around.
Oh, I thought you said it. She had a song called I Don't Want You Around Me. I was going to be like, damn, Snow.
They've got clips of Ella May. Babyface and Lucky Day performed.
I love Lucky Day.
Mm-hmm. I love having good days too.
And you can tell Lucky Day and Babyface have really like become tight, because I feel like they've had a lot to do with each other in the past year, which is dope.
He done had a lot of lucky days. Babyface, man, wrote so much shit, produced so much.
He's been chilling with Rafael Sadiq and Babyface. I'm like, can you do like, who better to be your mentors than those two? Like, he's so blessed. I'm such a fan of his.
Well, speaking of fans, I know that you're a fan, and so I wanted to leave this last. There were some other performances. Brandy performed. I gotta make sure I mention her.
How'd she do?
She did great. She sounded great, looked great. And, you know, normally I'd be having things to say about some of her outfit choices, but she actually looked really good. I was very pleased. And the last thing I want to point your attention to is the Soul Cypher.
Uh-oh.
Stokely, Shantae Moore, Shanice, and PJ Morton.
Oh, singers. PJ. Mm-hmm. How was that?
I was inconsolable in here.
Wow.
All I'll tell you is Shanice and Shantae Moore was both doing the whistle at the end of the song. I was at the end of the cypher, and I was just up here like, well, everybody's just going to come up here and show out tonight. All right. I see it. Like, we all just going to do our shit. So shout out to everybody in that cypher. It was magical. And then, you know, PJ,
PJ,
like, that's his element. Like, just the stage and like that camaraderie with other artists and all that. Like, mm-hmm. He just be in that shit. That's so it's always beautiful to see. Yes.
And he just put out a Christmas album. That boy been working because he put out the gospel album. Now he put out
winning Grammys and shit.
I know he was nominated last week, and then now he put out the Christmas album. And I know you guys were telling me about Tinashe's Christmas album as well, which I need to check out.
Yes.
I'm not big on Christmas music, honestly. I have to be honest.
Yeah. It can be very cheesy, but it just, you know.
And I like cheesy. I don't mind cheesy, but, you know, how can I talk? I'm sitting at home with a crackling fireplace on YouTube.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
But something about Christmas music just doesn't really hit for me. I'm not really that person, I realize.
I like the Christmas songs about, like, bad relationships and shit, you know. Like, those are Christmas. What do the lonely do at Christmas? You know what I'm saying? Those are Christmas songs I like, where they really get down into it. Tamar got some good songs. She got a Christmas album called Winter Wonderland, I think. And she has a song called She Can Have You. Is that the name of it?
Not the Winter Blues. But she be going
in. Yeah, I like them kind of Christmas songs. That's why I can't wait for Tinashe.
Oh,
she got some real sad shit on there. I can't wait.
Some real downers.
Yeah, Take Me Down. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want with the Christmas music. What do they do at Christmas?
Well, I can't wait. Actually, a very, very funny segue. You're familiar with, but you all are familiar with Summer Walker.
Yes.
Summer Walker put up a video via Love Renaissance, and it's called Santa Baby.
Okay.
And so I was looking and I was like, well, you know, what the hell is this? Is Summer Walker going to put out like a holiday album? Like, what's going on? Apparently, Love Renaissance, they have done like a home for the holidays album. So
with all their artists?
Yes.
Oh, that's smart. That's genius because they have a lot of good artists.
Yes. So I would like to, you know, open an app that's going to work on one of these devices. I would like to point your attention to, again, Love Renaissance. It's called Home for the Holidays. I mean, there's pretty much any artist you can think of that on here from LVRN. But if you really want to search, I would say search for Black or Summer Walker, and the Love Renaissance album will come up. Ooh. But as what you were saying, I've never really been like, I need to listen to some holiday music. I think maybe when I was younger, I kind of maybe for a hot second was like, oh, let me, you know, buy a pop holiday album, you know, Destiny's Child or Britney Spears and see what the fuck they doing for the holidays. But, you know, since then, I hadn't really stepped out to do such. But, you know, to this day, whenever I hear Mariah Carey that very same Destiny's Child song, I'll be like, oh, okay, it's holiday season, but still not really moved to be like, well, let me make a holiday playlist.
Right, same.
But Home for the Holidays, it features, I guess, Love Renaissance, some of their new artists, along with some of their known artists. So, again, Summer Walker and Black are on there. They have a couple of songs on there separately and then together. And then there's another artist listed on here named Kitty Cash. And then,
what's her Christmas song about?
Wait, isn't Kitty Cash a DJ?
Is she?
I thought. It's another person named.
If the name is any indication.
Is
it spelled with K's? Like Kitty Cash? Well, no,
it's just spelled.
Like Cocktails Kitchen?
No, it's spelled Kitty and then Cash regularly. Well, Cash with a C and then the S is, you know, the dollar sign.
Oh, but, I wonder if that's her.
But what I will say also is there's an artist listed here named Shelly, Shelly, FKA Drom, Shelly, formerly known as Drom. And what I will say is Feliz Navidad.
Drom?
Yeah, Broccoli Drom.
Drom changed, is now Shelly?
Shrom.
Like Eve?
Yes. Yes.
Remember Eve's name was Shelly on that show.
The show was called Eve.
The show was
but
called
her
Eve.
Name was Shelly.
Just like he called Drum, but now his name's Shelly.
Right. Okay. It's literally posted up on Spotify as Shelly FKA Drum. So I don't know if you remember, but Drum in the past put out a holiday album. I feel like I talked about it on here before. And there was like four songs on one of them, and he had a song with his mom, and I was just like, okay, Drom, like you and your mom are just soulful as hell.
Drom with mom.
Well, Shelly with mom now. Okay, so we ain't even got that.
Shelly came out her belly.
A lot of that happened. It all stemmed from me going on YouTube and seeing Summer Walker doing Santa Baby. I was like, is she about to do a whole like holiday album? But she has tracks on this holiday project.
You know that picture of Summer Walker? I was going to say Summer Holiday. You know that picture of Summer Walker from the Soul Train Awards red carpet last year?
Yes, I know the one.
She had her arms down at her sides. Yeah. Why somebody going to say when you be at True Kitchen and they play WAP, but you don't want to get put the fuck out?
No.
Oh, God. But no. I looked it up and it is Shelly. Shelley.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to Shelly.
Shelly said, wow. Okay. Hey, Shelly.
Okay, well, that was the announcement on that holiday album. I'm so sorry that you get your Summer Walker shit took me out. I mean, when I tell you, you guys are just always on a fucking roll.
Man.
That really did it for actually, you know, while we are here in the music, the holiday music, Tinashe's holiday album is called Comfort and Joy. I'm only talking about it because we mentioned it. I haven't had a chance to press play yet because, as we've been discussing, I don't really do holiday music like that also as well. But if you all are looking to get into the spirit, she has 7 songs for you. Tinashe is always doing something, so I am going to press play on it just
to
see.
It's out already?
It is already out. It's called Comfort and Joy.
I'll listen to her.
Yeah, give it a spin. She,
the cover is beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's just pretty. Her beautiful smile, and it does give you holiday without, you know, having to put reindeers and trees on it. So I really appreciate it. Very, very classy, Tinashe. Now we can move right on along to the listens lately, because I would just love to know what you've been listening to lately. Fran, I know you've been listening to fireplaces crackling and things of that nature, but, you know, what you been pressing play on?
So, first of all, I never thought I would say this. And it's not easy to say it. But Miley Cyrus's album.
Girl!
I never thought I would say this. It is so good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It popped up on my look at me removing myself from the fact that I looked it up. It popped up as a suggested album. No, honestly, a friend of mine was talking about how bomb it was, and I was like, really? Like, really? And I can't knock Miley. She's a talent. She can sing. Songs are always very good. But I've never been someone that has listened to a Miley Cyrus album. You know, when you can acknowledge.
Hannah Montana. We grown. Shit. We're going to tell the truth. We ain't taking nothing from her. However, you know, when she caught my attention, and I did not mean to interrupt you.
No, go
Cardi
ahead.
In the fucking USA.
Hello.
And you know what caught my attention? The lyrics.
Hello.
So it's all about her having the right material. Shout out to Claude Kelly for writing a hit that established her in my eyes
as a
legitimate musician.
Truly.
Thank you, Claude.
Truly. And so, it's one of those things where you know an artist is good, you know they're good at what they do and they have their fan base, but you've just never felt called to actually listen to them or check out any of their music. So I only knew the singles that she would release here and there, and obviously the songs that would blow up. But I never sat and listened to a Miley Cyrus album from beginning to end. And this one I did on a friend's prompt, and I cannot lie, it is a great album. I played the entire thing, and I was happily playing it. I love the art, you know, the cover art, the like era, I guess. She kind of brought back that feel that we've always talked about loving when an artist steps into an era. So she's giving you the mullet, she's giving you 80s pop band lead, you know, and with a little twinge of country because she has that rasp and like it just has so many different elements that are just really good. And she, like I said, she's a great singer, so I was pleasantly surprised.
You know, we never took anything away from her. I think we didn't connect, and I should
her
speak
personality
for myself. Well, outside of even that, like, you know, she was a Disney child, you know, she was Hannah Montana,
right?
And I feel like we wasn't on no man Hannah Montana, like, you know.
I mean, I'm damn near 40. Like,
it didn't take away.
I definitely was not.
And that's how we were able to say, you know, she's talented, because it's like you would hear songs in passing and be like, all right, well, that's cute, but, you know, that's not for me. You know, like, for whatever reason, The Climb, whenever that was a thing way back in her early days, it was not The Climb for me. Like, she had the songs like, it's always gonna be another mountain. And then she'd be like, it's The Climb. I was like, it's not The Climb for me.
Yeah.
It's
never
really
heard
not.
It.
But like,
I did like Wrecking Ball.
When she came in later. So that's the thing. Miley continued
especially
to put
Gladys
out.
Especially when Gladys Knight sang it on The Masked Singer. But go ahead.
Oh, you got me for a second. I was like, it's a cover?
Gladys the Knight.
Gladys the Knight.
It was all in her power to just continuously like put out music and say, you know, I am somebody. And I just never click play on an album. But I remember hearing Midnight Sky and seeing her little backyard concert. And I was like, well, damn, there might be something here. And I randomly heard Plastic Hearts. And I was like, who knew that Miley had something for me? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, oh, damn, this bitch too got talent. It was like, wow. Like, I didn't know that there was ever going to be something for me. So that's really what it was, really what it is. Like, it's great.
It is good. So I'll give it to her. So definitely check it out. I'm trying to see. What was the name? Oh, is it called Plastic Hearts? That's yes. The name of the album. And it's very good. Shout out to Miley. Shout yes. out to Miley Cyrus. And then second, so there's a South Indian R&B artist. How cool is that? I feel like we do not see that enough. To be honest, have never seen that. So I was so hyped to be put on to this young woman by the name of Priya Raghu.
Okay.
And she, look at her.
Okay. And she looked dope.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, more of this, please. And
yeah, exactly.
And let's be real here. It does not mean that they don't exist. It just means that they're not put in the forefront. And most of
us. It just means we late.
We yeah. late. Right. Yeah, the same right. way we were with Afrobeat music.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so we late, but I'm glad to have been put on. She even has a little dragon remix of the song I'm about to play. So she's a whole wave. But the song is called Good Love 2.0. And this is how it goes.
I've been thinking about you, thinking about when the sunset is to bless another day. Did I dream about you? Cause you're the first thing that comes to my mind when I'm awake. Boy, you had me from the beginning. You can't deny we fell in love like shooting stars. Toast on us for breakfast. We were gods, we were restless, and we both knew that we were blessed with good love. Boy, you got me caught in this good love. I really believe that with you, you could take off to the end of the world. Really, really found that good love. Boy, you got me caught in this good love. I really believe that with you, I feel we could take off to the end of the world. Cause we found good love. Oh my god, boy, you got me feeling like a star.
Right?
Ooh.
Love her tone too. She has that young voice that I kind of reminds me of. Not saying she sounds like Tedra Moses, but you know how Tedra Moses has that young voice, like it's like a very youthful tone.
Yes,
and it's there's a tone. I don't think I'm giving it justice by saying youthful. It's like it's just a tone. I'm like, I wish I had a better word. It just sounds really energetic and like young, and it just something hits about it that she kind of reminds me of that. Like she comes on the track and you're like, how old is this person? And they just have
fresh.
Yeah, it's a very fresh sound, and she kind of took me back.
That tone.
You are so funny. And the last minute of the song, I'm not even gonna play it because I want y'all to look it up. It is so tight. She integrates some cultural music into it. Some of her cultural music from South India. So it just, ooh, you already know where it's going. That infused with the R&B sound. Bomb. So well done. Priya Raghu. That's PRIYARAGU. And the song is called Good Love 2.0. Go ahead and show her some love on them streams. Because we need to see more of that.
Some
right?
good love. Okay.
And that's it for me.
All right, Dustin Ross, what you got?
You know, I'm actually going to go back to the Twitter streets. In these streets. during the Music Man segment, because I want to give a shout out to the Twitter account Lone Amorphous.
Yes.
Oh, I love him.
This young man, I love him too.
He's
this young
so man is he been out so... here for years, but he's had a good fucking week, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he has, friend. He's been getting the attention that he deserves for having an ear that is literally otherworldly.
Out of this world.
The way that he chooses these beats to pair with these vocals from these artists, it just is an incredible testament to his ear as a producer, which I know he's expressed many times is like his ultimate goal and dream is to just produce music for some of his favorite artists, you know, right. and new artists as well. So now he's getting the looks, he's getting the opportunities, and he's just so dope. And if you're not following him, please start following him now on Twitter. His Twitter account is Lone Amorphous. That's LoneAmorphous. Follow him. Look at his media. Go watch the videos of him playing his mixes. And I just want to play just one of his mixes today, just as a clue to let people know yes. that this young man is yes. really capable of. This
which one how do you even pick because he has
I'm about
so
to let
jokes.
You know right now because this is my favorite y'all this one is my
I
favorite.
Feel like I know what it's about to be
this one is well it's actually close but it's not that because I know which one
you,
you
know
think
which
it
one
is.
I was thinking
you think it's the Kiss It Better
yes,
mix but it's not
yeah.
but we're close so he did Kiss It Better over the Never Too Much beat and it was just like
perfect.
It was I had never heard anything like
sheer
that y'all
perfection.
Know how much I love the Kiss It Better vocal.
Kiss
but the song that really, oh my God. Ugh. The song that really just resonated. Right, friend. But the song that really resonated with me, it was actually another Rihanna song that he adapted. It was her song, Bitch Better Have My Money, over the beat of Gwen Stefani's Hollaback Girl.
Oh,
and
shit.
This was just wow. incredible. So I just want to share a little bit of that with you guys, and it'll encourage you to get your asses right over there mm-hmm. to his account, because what he's doing is really special right now, y'all. So listen. Rihanna, while the whole club fucking wasted, every time I drop, I am the only thing you're playing. In a drop top. Do 100 y'all in my rear view mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Rap, rap, rap. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new Barica. Don't act like you forgot. I call the shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want. Incredible, right?
He's just, man. I'm like, incredible. Every time he posts, because he posts like three different mashups a day at this point, because mm-hmm. he's seizing mm-hmm. his moment. You got to. And it's like, you don't even feel overwhelmed by how he's going, right? How hard he's going, because they're all so good.
Yeah.
And it's just, if anything, it makes you wonder, like, how does he think of these mashups? Like,
I'm glad yeah, he does.
He's incredible.
He's a living
jukebox.
He's
incredible.
Yeah.
And many blessings to him on his journey, getting yes. all the things that he deserves for literally being talented. He's a star. And I know he's going to go on to do some great things in music, win awards, and just be an exceptional producer for many, many years to come.
Yes.
So shout
he
out
really
to you.
Is. And can
shout
I say something
you,
about the music industry that frustrates me and always has? How they tend to be formula chasers instead of taking a chance on people, because I sent his Twitter and mixes to someone that has
are you serious
you
friend?
Y'all know who it is.
I already know
exactly. I sent it to that person at the top of this year, okay, a year ago damn near at this point.
What?
And they checked him out and said, holy shit, who the fuck is that, blah blah blah. Nothing ever happened. Now, because you see everyone going crazy and celebs are like, oh shit, da da da, and you see the celebs retweeting him. Now that person was like, oh shit, ain't this? Yes, it is. And you're a year late.
All right. Back then, you ain't want me. Now I'm hot.
Now
y'all
I'm hot.
On me. Like, you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like, come on.
Yeah.
That bothers wow. me. I just wish, I wish people would take
process,
more risks,
yeah.
you know, and
yes.
not wait
listen
for someone
instinct.
To, yeah, like don't wait for someone to be co-signed. Follow your gut that someone is talented. And like, mm-hmm. you know, I just have to say that because it really bothered me. I'm like that this boy needed to have been put on, but I'm glad that he's getting his flowers now because he's still a baby. He's super young too. So this yep. is great for him.
You're shout right, friend. Because who knew I needed to hear Rihanna
I
over
mean,
Hollaback Girl? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew I needed to hear Beyonce's formation over She's a Bitch. What makes his mind so beautiful is him. And I don't understand why people don't see that, like, everybody is like a unique property, and not property you should be trying to own, but like a unique property you need to try to invest in and, you know, harness.
Experience. So that's why I was devastated, but I'm happy, you know, his path is his. So it's not like any one person has the key. Yes. So I'm glad. I really cover him in safety and, you know, and love, because I know he's getting hit up by everyone and their mama now. And let's just pray that he has good people around him, good lawyers, you know, reading them contracts, because we've heard them stories. So I'm very happy for him. And let's cover him in all the safety and love, because he's about to blow up
all the way.
Love to see it.
Crazy.
Love to see
it. Yep. And that's it for me in the Music Man segment.
All right. Well, I have just a couple of things that I'm going to point your attention to by playing you some of the music. Very, very quickly, Juicy J dropped a project. I've been real deep on my title, y'all. You know, I said I'm paying for this, so, you know, I'm about to listen to these tracks on here, okay? Juicy J just dropped a project. It's called The Hustle Continues.
Mm-hmm.
There are 16 tracks on here. I'm not going to waste your time with too much, but I do want to shout out, you know, there is J-Rock, Project Pac on here, Megan Thee Stallion, Ty Dolla $ign, Young Dolph, Key Glock, 2 Chainz, Lil Baby.
I love Key Glock and Young Dolph.
I mean, there's just so many beautiful things happening on here, and Juicy J, I mean, there really isn't more that I should have to say. I am going to play you just a snippet of a song. It's called Goddamn High. this is the song. Of course, I chose Goddamn High, right? This song features Wiz Khalifa and Lex Luger. And I'm just going to play you Wiz Khalifa's part. And yes, and then you're going to understand.
If that's your girlfriend, why she at my house? If that's your girl, then why my dick in her mouth? If that's your girl, then why she blowing this ounce? If that's your girl, what's all that texting about? If that's your girl, then why she in my DM? If that's your girl, then why she calling my friend? If that's your girl, then why she being all cool? If that's your girl, then why she drunk?
So
I'm in.
And that's just Wiz part.
That sound like, crazy.
I didn't know it was gospel. You should have been told.
I'm just telling you, there's a little something for everybody. I probably should have gave a disclaimer in case somebody had no headphones in. You know, my bad.
I mean, it ain't as bad as Throat Baby.
Well, again, that's Juicy J. That song.
He said, no, it ain't.
That song is called Goddamn High, and that's on Juicy J's latest project, The Hustle Continues. And lastly, because I'm just... Just very quickly, lastly, like I said, I've been playing these title songs and I've been like listening to new people. And there's this artist. I'm sorry, I'm very hesitant because some people do this thing, right? Where their name is a letter.
So
this artist.
These youngins be spelling shit so crazy now.
Listen now, you know, so this artist.
Her.
Who, you know, presented the award to Monica at the Soul Train. Anyway, I'm sorry. this artist, the letter is Q.
Okay.
Not talking Q from Moesha, you know, straight up just the letter Q. This song is called Take Me Where Your Heart Is. I just heard the song on like my title, Rising or New Discovery. And the song was just so beautiful. So I had to go. I was like, oh, who is this? And it was the letter Q. And I said, well, here we go. So, well, here we go. Take me where your heart is. So that is Q. If you can't find him by the letter, his Instagram is wow. Because look, y'all finna tweet me, ask me, and I'm
gonna
be like,
that's an SEO nightmare.
Look, I'm gonna be like, I gave y'all all the tools that I had on the show, and that was all I have for you. So his Instagram, and let me just make sure I'm giving you the correct one. It's Boy Meets Euphoria. You know, Euphoria spelled like the show Zendaya was on. Shout out to HBO. But Instagram.com/boymeetseuphoria. You can check out this artist, but it's the letter Q, and the song is Take Me Where Your Heart Is. There is a visual. I love that buttery ass voice. You know, young little black man, just buttery ass, high pitched ass voice. I love that. And that's gonna do it here for me, for the listens lately. Now, I would love to know, Dustin Ross, what have you been watching?
Well, of course, I've still been glued to The Real Housewives of Potomac. I have been thoroughly enjoying the season. Season 5 has truly been one for the books. This has been some of the greatest reality TV to come out of that particular franchise in Potomac. And this week, I just want to give a highlight, if I may. I don't really feel like this is anything that I can tell you. It's something I can more so let you hear for yourself. So I want to play a really quick clip of this, from this week, of Karen Huger letting Robin Dixon know why Monique Samuels was not at the event to argue with her. And it goes a little something like this.
Bottom line is, Monique is always welcome. My damn party. Anybody I want.
So then why isn't she here right now?
Because you all uncomfortable with her, and I care enough about you not to set your ass up. You all right? Receive that.
Yeah, okay. That's how Karen had it. She told her, you all right? Receive that.
It was the receive that for me.
Okay. Receive that. All right. And so that is just an example of how Karen has been literally washing and drying.
Is that y'all's fave?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Definitely on this front. Her and Monique Samuels are my favorites. And also this season, season 5, Ashley Darby really won me over because she was on the right side of pretty much everything. And she completely owned every story that was going on in her personal life. So Ashley Darby definitely was an MVP of this season for me.
Yes.
And
MVP.
She was so great.
Yes.
So her, Monique, and Karen, yes. And you can see why Karen is, and you obviously know why Monique is. So I can't wait for this reunion. Another tidbit, Monique was actually on Watch What Happens Live this weekend, and she showed the binder full of receipts that she carried to the reunion with her.
What?
And Andy Cohen said that it's going in the Housewives Museum because it was that impactful to whatever took place at the reunion. So we are in for a treat, y'all. Also, Giselle Bryant, who we know is one of the hosts of Bravo's Chat Room, the new panel discussion talk show that they have over at Bravo with her, Portia Williams, and two other women. But on that show, Giselle Bryant said that at the reunion, she said about every, I was sitting up there, you know, nice and pretty, which we already know is a lie because we saw her dress and hair and everything, her legs. We saw it all. And we also know that Lisa Nicole Cloud made her dress.
Oh,
so how nice could it be? But again, if you want to recap on the looks, you got to go over there to Pop Roast to
go watch. Yeah.
Alex Rogers and Chris, you dig it. You got to go watch them on Pop Roast for a recap of the looks. But Giselle said she was sitting there pretty, and she said, and everybody and their grandmama wanted to come at me for about 8 hours. And she said, in the last 3 hours, I just lost it and was F-bomb this and MF that. So, you know, it didn't go well for me. And we know that combined with the fact that we know Monique had this binder full of viable, legitimate proof of certain indiscretions, which we know a lot were Giselle's based on rumblings we've heard during the season about Giselle concocting a plot to say that Monique's baby wasn't her husband's and nobody was going to believe it, though, because the baby looks just like her husband and all this stuff. Wow. So suffice it to say, we know Monique and Karen and probably Ashley and probably actually Candace a little bit are going to get in Giselle's ass at this reunion. And so it's worth a watch. And I can't wait to see this binder that apparently, again, was so impactful to this reunion that it's going to be archived in the Bravo Housewives Museum.
That's so good.
That's what I've been watching. Also, it was no episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this week.
Yeah, because, so I can catch
Thanksgiving.
Up.
Yeah, so you can
yes,
totally
girl.
Catch up.
Please catch
no,
up.
No new episode last week, so
yay.
You can catch up. And that's it for TV Land, you guys.
Yeah, well, that means that's it for the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we love you so much, and we'll see you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.